Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. The state legislature is working up a budget, and one proposal on the table would cut more than $8 million from behavioral health services. Residents who've been deeply affected by drug use in their communities called on lawmakers Saturday not to cut the funding that combats it. Organizers pass out multicolored flags and white candles in the parking lot of the Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Santa Fe. These demonstrators drove down from Española, where mental health and substance abuse issues have gripped the town for decades. Mary Shoemaker is wearing a button on her shirt featuring a photo of her son, Victor Villalpando, who was shot and killed by police in 2014.
He had been 16 for 9 days. He called 911 for help, and he was dead within seconds.
Villalpando was a burgeoning young dancer and gymnast, and his death hit Española hard. Today, his mom says, she'll march for him.
And in hopes that people who are suffering from behavioral health issues will get the help that they need. And if our son had had some of the help he maybe needed, he would be alive today.
These demonstrators are trying to send this message to lawmakers. Don't cut resources for mental health care and substance abuse treatment from the state budget this year. Lauren Reichelt is the director of Health and Human Services in Rio Arriba County, where behavioral health dollars go a long way. There, the overdose death rate is often one of the highest in the United States.
It's going to affect our county very heavily.
Reichelt says they were counting on a $500,000 grant every year for 5 years to tie all of their services together. Budget cuts could also axe funding for crisis response teams that were trained after the killing of the teenager in Española. Reichelt calls everyone together, and they begin walking. They pass by the tall statue of the Virgin Mary, who prays outside the church. The ripple effect of drug abuse creates other strains, too, she says.
Just the stress on the county's budget, because it shifts so much of our budget into jails and law enforcement that we really can't put it into schools and health care where it would do more good.
When the demonstrators get to the roundhouse, they're asked to leave their signs and flags outside. They enter the rotunda, and it's like they're crossing the finish line. There are booths set up. It's the legislature's Behavioral Health Day.
You don't realize that you need it until you need it. You know what I mean? It was something I never really paid much mind to.
Philip Mirabal was shot as his motorcycle was stolen, and he says he's coping with PTSD after the incident, but he couldn't find help in his hometown of Grants.
So I moved up here to Española, and I don't have no family up here, and it seems like now the resources that they have available for me, they want to take away.
The demonstrators make their way through the roundhouse and out the other side, where I catch up with Joshua Trujillo, a certified peer support worker for Inside Out Recovery, which serves Española and Taos. He knows firsthand what it's like to quit a heavy heroin habit cold turkey.
I was in such severe withdrawal that I was hallucinating. I was having seizures. I went 11 days without being able to hold down food or water. I went 19 days without sleep.
Trujillo says there was nowhere to turn, and what the region really needs is even more financial support, especially for medical detox.
There's only so much that we can do without the proper funding. I don't know a single person that hasn't been affected, whether it's themselves, their family members, you know, friends. Everybody's affected by this.
Recovery is possible! Recovery is possible.
The marchers' chant sends a message to both addicts and legislators. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the Kona Alma Health Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.